שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshadael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about exerting force in order to change reality. Many times in life there are things that we're discontent with on the personal, social level, and the question is, how much force, when and why should we exert in order to promote change? Yael, please. Yeah, we know that in nature, practically in whatever you do, you have to apply force in order to move from state A to state B. Even for solid to become liquid or gas, you have to heat it up. You have to apply force. Now, I want to ask about the social system that we're living in. When we look at people, at a group of people that want to change something, that are discontent. So first of all, they express themselves in whatever way they can, and then comes the question, should we exert force, and how much force should we exert in order to accelerate the process of change? And actually, on today's show, we'd like to check, should or is exerting force still affected in our time, and can it really lead to change, real, essential change? And I'd like to open with the question, is or does any change demand the exertion of force? Dr. Lightman, changes, according to what I study and see, always come from nature. It seems to us that it comes from people, but people are operated by the forces of nature, and they have nothing in and of themselves. And therefore, we're all operated. The question, if so, is, when we reach, now that we're reaching a new era, that we're already starting to talk about how are we operated, who's operating us, how can we help each other? When do we operate ourselves? How can we help each other to operate or be operated? So here the question is, what can we really do? Where can we really do it? Where is our free choice? And in what form? In the form of thoughts, desires, actions, physical actions, social actions, or is everything that we do, that it comes from nature, that it's nature that awakens us without asking us, and we simply implement? And it's also not that important, really, how do we implement it, but we simply do the way nature wants us to. From what point and on can we say that we are being activated, operated, that we have this feeling that there's someone who's operating us on the one hand? And on the other hand, how do we react to it? Suppose I'm being operated by the forces of society, I'm activated by the forces of nature, maybe I'm getting certain thoughts, desires from someplace, from the universe. There are different such theories. What do I do with it? Meaning, how do I myself start working? Do I have free choice? Can I discern exactly what's mine and what's not in activating myself? How do I influence others? Maybe I'm simply operated like a yo-yo that through me, nature, or maybe there are other theories, conspiracies, that I'm being operated, and I operate without asking us, in short. This is a big question. This is a question about free choice. And here we are still in a combination of different thoughts and different kinds of theories. What exactly do you want to ask? I want to ask about the exertion of force. We see that in nature, in order to move from state A to state B, you need force in order to generate that change. You need energy for things to really change. I want to ask, does every change in reality demand the exertion of force? Every change demands, needs the exertion of force. Simple physics. Okay, we said that changes come from nature. I want to understand how nature acts. We see that in nature, many times, in order to achieve what we want, we also have to exert physical force. Dr. Leighton, physical or more inner or more external, doesn't matter, but forces. I want to ask about physical force, because it seems that if we turn over a table or we exert some external physical force, things change. People are willing to do for us things that previously they were not. In order to exert physical force, or by exerting physical force, it seems that it makes a strong impact on our reality. What do you think about this, Dr. Leighton? I think that it doesn't have to do with the force itself, but with politics, with the structuring of the country, society, like we saw it in the United States, like we see it now in the Ukraine. In every place you have such and such, you have thugs on the one side and those on the other, and they operate. I don't exactly understand what conclusion can we deduce from this. Yeah, eventually the strong rules, Dr. Leighton. No, money does. Yeah, and in nature, there's no money there, Dr. Leighton. There, it's forces, the balance of forces. Forces. The forces of physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, doesn't matter what. But all in all, these forces that feel a certain force on themselves, being operated on them by nature, they act accordingly. You have the eruption of volcanoes, you have tsunamis, you have earthquakes, you have a problem in the animal kingdom, not only with the still and vegetative, but yeah, it's nature. Oh, and to add about human society, many times when you're discontent with something as an individual or as a public and you feel the need to make a change, you can talk about it, try and convince others about the change that you think that has to be made. Eventually, if things don't move, you're asking yourself, should I exert, apply force? When we look at history, we see that big changes happen as a result of the exertion of force, revolutions, and so on. Now, money is also a kind of force, meaning there's physical force, there's the force of the power of money, but force is force. In your opinion, when should the public exert force in order to get what they want? I don't think that there is a time for the usage of force, I think, or at least I'm talking about our time. We need to only see the actions of nature on us and how we are going hand in hand with the actions of nature, facilitating these actions to exist and be realized in the best and quickest way. Oh, and suppose you and I were citizens of a certain country and we're discontent with how things are. So we can vote once every 4 years. We did it, didn't help. When Can we make a decision that, look, we have no choice, we have to act with force? Dr. Lightman, if you're talking about physical force, I don't accept that at all. Because our physical force, the force of the fist, is an egoistic force that is destined to fail. Oh, why? Dr. Lightman, because nature does not act according to the force of the ego. Nature is entirely arranged in order to bring us to a global integral interconnection. Yael, what do we lose as a result of using the power of the fist? What can society lose as a result? Dr. Lightman, that it's not going along with the process determined by nature. Yael, and if it doesn't, then it means that it can't solve the problem. Dr. Lightman, of course, to the contrary, it'll bring it to a dead end, that we're making problems for ourselves. Like, for example, that God forbid there's someone sick, and I don't exactly understand his diagnosis, and then I give him medicine that's not fit for him, and then I put him in a much more serious state than he wasn't to begin with. Yeah, many times it seems that it's a solution that can help. Dr. Lightman, seems to us, because we're egoists. As an example, now, we're living in an egoistic society that wants to profit as much as possible and have a ball. Nature is already putting obstacles before us, not allowing us to keep doing it. If we're talking on part of ecology, earth, humanity, we see that we are reaching very bad and even dangerous results. And still we want to continue. So what do you do? Tell me. So this is what I want to ask about. You're saying that we're all the time acting in the same way, and we see that it doesn't help us. Dr. Lightman, but our ego does not allow us to do anything else. I don't want to change according to what nature is demanding, to burn less, to less deforestation, burn less fuels, different things, not to destroy nature itself, not the still vegetative or the animate, that we have to work less, that we have to get only our basic needs for life and not everything that we're doing in order to make money and throw it away later on, to dump it into the sea. And this is how we ruin nature. Previously, you said that the power of the fist is ruled out because it is in the opposite direction of that in which nature wants to develop us. So what should the public do in order to generate positive change? First of all, we have to understand what is nature demanding of us, to be in balance, to be nicely interconnected with one another. For us to see what we really need for a normal life and not to make anything beyond that, because by that we're only destroying our natural resources. Okay, suppose this is the more advanced state that we have to lead society to, the country that we're living in. And you and I, we agree that that's how we should be. But the country that we live in doesn't behave that way. How can you and I and others that share our opinion make it so that our opinion will be practically expressed, implemented? What force should we use in order for this, Dr. Lightman, the force of explanation, to explain to everyone what can we come to if we will take care of nature and if we continue dealing with nature and society the way we do now? It's like giving the wrong remedy to an ill person. I want to ask about the power of publicity or explanation. I'll give you an example. Many times in life, you come to some office, and they're not especially friendly, and you see that nothing's moving. You have a real problem that they're supposed to solve, and there's no one to talk to. What do? After you explained and explained and explained, you say, no choice, I have to turn over a table for something to move. You turn over a table, and really something starts moving. Comes the manager, this, that, suddenly they find solutions. Before there weren't, now there is. This is a small example for using the power of the fist, that where you couldn't do anything through explanation, you said, there's no choice, we have to go for a stronger force, the power of the fist. Is this correct for the life of a society, of a country, Dr. Leitman? No. Well, and why not, Dr. Leitman? Because according to what I know, according to my opinion, in my opinion, nature is demanding of us a mental inner participation, intellectual participation, emotional participation. Yeah, what is that force of explanation? Dr. Leitman, I want to make out of you a person who will agree with my attitude, approach to nature, to understand what is that illness that I see in nature or in society, and what is the treatment that I recommend to give to society, and what result do I want to come to? Yael, and what does the power of explanation do? Because like Owen said, many times we try to explain and it doesn't work. We're trying to talk to that clerk and, you know, we can't explain neither what the illness is, not about what we think the right treatment is. And even if we did explain, he doesn't necessarily agree with us. Dr. Leitman, all in all, we don't have to run in front of the train. But we have to sit in the train, but to really explain from the very first wagon what is going on and where we headed. Yeah, can you start explaining, Dr. Leitman? Yeah. For example, now, we're in a state where many people are unemployed. Soon, they'll run out of means, really, because the countries themselves, too, will run out of means. And then, what will happen? What are you going to do? And everyone's demanding work. They're up to 40 people per one workplace in Europe demanding work. There are such places. Up to 40 people per workplace. What do? So we have to understand, and we can't make workplaces, fictitious workplaces. The main thing is for people to sit and work because it costs us much more and we don't have any money left in our treasury. So what do we have to do? We have to sit these people at home. Half of the population, at least, you have to sit at home because it's the cheapest solution. Cheaper than having them in factories and offices where they're not needed, for them to sit at home and learn like students through the media lines, something that we will let them study, good things, in order to develop their intellect, emotion, make them a bit more unique. And for this, we have to give them some kind of compensation. This is the cheapest and best possible solution. Owen, let's take the example that you gave. Suppose there's a country in Europe and there are millions over millions that today have no work. These millions, at a certain point, are saying, okay, that's it. We have to take to the streets and force the government to provide us with, I don't know, our basic needs, something that we're not getting in short. There is a furious mob taking to the streets and wants to make a change in the country by the power of the fist. What are you telling them? I'm not going to tell them anything besides one thing, that this is the law that we're now determining in our country because we have no choice. It's not that one party wants this, the other wants that, but it's simply that we don't have money, we don't have factories, we have to close down half of them because they're useless. No one's buying all this merchandise that they're making. So what are you going to do? You can go out and break showcases, windows, you can kill people, you can do whatever. But the country has no means to provide them with what they're demanding. They're saying, give us. What are you going to do? Therefore, I'm saying you have no choice but to eventually bring them the method of education for them to sit at home and learn, study, become educated, and for that to pay them, this is the work. This is the work, to write this down as work. A person who's sitting at home and studying, this means that he is working. It's considered work. So you're talking on part of the country here, Dr. Lichtman, of course, Yael, that it's supposed to give citizens all these things. I'm talking about the citizen, the frustrated person who can't generate the change that he'd like to see. He wants a better life. He wants to live. Dr. Layton, please go ahead. Why can he come up to someone and demand? So I'm asking, what can that citizen, what do you recommend him to do? He has to get help. And that he's taught what can the country do and what can't it. And in your opinion, should he exert physical force? And how will that help him? He can go break showcases, no problem, kill a few people, please. By that, he won't be able to improve his situation. Maybe it will convince the country, Dr. Lightman, but it's not that they have what to give him and they're not giving him. If they would have had gold and money and they don't give it to him, that's one thing. But there's none. We have come to a state where we remain empty. In the meantime, we have. I'm not saying that we don't. There are billions. But over the upcoming winter and autumn, they'll disappear. And then what are you going to do? In this kind of reality that you're describing, where we're going bankrupt, the country is going bankrupt, the force of the fist will not help. What force can help me change my situation for the better? Dr. Lightman, to balance out society, and only that a small part of society will work in order to keep things going, sustain the country, and the majority will sit at home with the children and will learn through the media lines about the state that we're in, the era that we're coming to, and how should we behave in this new era, going back to what we have today. Still today, there's lots of money. There are billions that they're doing different things with. And again, I'm that furious mob. I feel that I'm not getting what I deserve, and I want to come and convince you forcefully. If you didn't understand when I was talking nicely, then, you know, I was a tanker. We used to say, what doesn't go with force goes with more force. So, when I want to apply more force in order to get what I want, what am I missing out on here? Dr. Lightman, you're not reaching a solution. It's possible that in the meantime, you forcefully grab out of the hands of the country something that maybe you think that you deserve. I'm not talking about that. But when you grab these things, It'll help you for some time, but it's not a solution. Because by that, you're only using things the way they were, and what now? So, you'll be able to survive for another few months. And what you're grabbing from the country now, you won't be able to grab in the future. Suppose Israel, I think they even mentioned numbers, I don't remember. But how many billions the treasury has already spent, I think that there's much more there. And what then? So, according to what you're saying, looking at the long run, Dr. Lightman, not that long, in a year from now, suppose in a winter, what force then? The force of the fist won't help. We have to apply a different kind of force that will eventually lead us to a better life. Dr. Lightman, also take into consideration, let's call it force majeure, different eruptions, fires that happen here and there. It really hastens things. Oh, and unfortunately, our time's up. Last question. If the force of the fist will not help in the long run, what force can help us make a positive change? To build a balanced society. That's it. That everyone will do what society is demanding of them and will get whatever society can give them. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.